Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're on the road today, and we're a long way from home. Bob Getty and Kelly Center, and let them know where we're at, Kelly.
We are at the Gaetano Grill in Gaetano, Mississippi, kind of up near So-So, Mississippi. And I'm not sure, are we in Smith County? Are we in Jones County? I'm not sure which county we're in, but Gaetano, we'll find out more about it. But we did learn that Gaetano means it's a Spanish gypsy. And back in the day, this area got its name because traveling gypsies would come through here. But for whatever reason, they would stop here and and make camp before moving on to their next settlement. So
Miss Shannon Odom owns this great restaurant. She's going to be joining us a little later in the show.
And she is the aunt of Lawson Odom, the baseball player.
There's a lot to talk about. We're really grateful to her for having us here at her fine establishment. I want to kick off the show with Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation. And Heath, we had about a 45-minute drive over here. We had a lot of time to talk about baseball. We're trying to work through the grief process of it all being over. But just real quickly, your overall observations of another great year, 47 wins, my heavens. But it just, you know, once again, we came up one out and two games short of the College World Series.
Yeah, you know, it was a heck of a season, an 18-game winning streak. What a run, and how much fun was that? That was so much fun. And to watch this team grow over the season and watch guys that played themselves into really good baseball players, seeing what Nick Monastery did winning, you know, win the best baseball player in the state award, the Boo Ferris Award. You got, you know, Russo, what he did. J.B. Middleton winning the Boo Ferris Award. Monastery winning the Sun Belt Player of the Year. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. You got Russo, all these guys. Just some of these guys that grew up, you got to see it in front of your eyes and see how good of baseball players they became. Just come up just a little bit short, but, you know, it's don't lose that game to Columbia. And you never know what's going to happen, but it happened, and they'll be back next year, and they'll be good.
Well, here's the most optimistic thing I took out of the regional was Sunday, due to unexpected injuries, we got a real glimpse of the future Golden Eagle baseball team. And Kelly made such a good observation this week. When you can take a kid, two kids that have barely seen the field all year, plug them in of all positions at shortstop and third base against a high-caliber baseball team like the one they were playing against Miami, and you never miss a lick. And it's two freshman pitchers that get you through two wins on Sunday. Man, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic.
Oh, yeah, there is. I'm talking about Ty Long and Smith there at third. Look, Ty Long's your future shortstop. Seth Smith's probably your second baseman. And with Russo coming back, of course, Barrett being injured. But to have those guys step in like that and play as well as they did. And talking about the fridge, Graydon Harris, you know, I told somebody, I said, he pitched his best when this team needed it the most. And when you can get a freshman to do that for you, that's impressive. And Sundstrom also coming in and just doing what he did, shutting the door. He was excellent as well. That shows you the type of arms you got coming back. And look, think about it. You got those two guys. You keep Colby around. He doesn't get drafted. That's a pretty good weekend rotation, future weekend rotation you got going there, guys.
And those weren't even redshirt freshmen. Those were true freshmen, you know, on top of it. So, Heath, educate the listeners now as to what happens next in the world of college baseball. The transfer portal is open, but it's only open for a certain period of time. Kind of educate the layperson at home as to what's going on now with the transfer portal.
Well, sure. What they're doing now, all the coaches are having what they call exit interview with the players, and they're going to meet with the players and see what their postseason aspirations are. Some guys are going to get drafted. Some guys are graduating. You know, you got your Pratt and people like that. They're graduating the best. So those that graduate, those are guys, they'll figure out what they're going to do, get ready if they want to go to the Cape. They want to keep them around here. Sometimes, like JB, it's good to keep them around here and work. So we'll see what happens on that front. Who they're saying, look, you might want to go and put yourself into the portal, and then that's where the portal opens up now for Southern Miss to go in and get some guys. And you look at the portal success last year. You look at Higdon and, you know, Urban. There's going to be some guys out there that are going to go in the portal. They're going to look at Southern Miss and say, man, you can have some pretty good success if you come down to Hattiesburg. Because look at what these guys did. So they're going to pay attention to that. I think you're going to see a lot of movement in the portal with Southern Miss. I think they're going to go look at some relief pitching, get some more quality arms and freshmen have coming in, and maybe an infielder or so to help stabilize things, maybe a right fielder. But that's what you got right now. You've got exit interviews, and then you'll get draft stuff, and then once all that shakes out, you'll see the coaches hit the portal really hard. But they have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen now.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect, and I don't expect, Kelly can comment on this, you wouldn't expect any key members of this baseball team to enter the portal to go elsewhere, would you?
I personally don't think there's going to be anybody. Really, the only person we've ever had that was, strong key guy. We don't want to name his name, but he went to Florida.
No.
But, you know, they really haven't had guys to step out like that, so I don't see that happening. I think maybe Gillespie, if he goes back and refix his swing and everything, I think he's going to come back and work hard in this offseason to get back to where he was last year or the year before this past season. So, I don't see anybody really stepping out. I do see him going and getting some guys to come in, maybe replace the seniors that are leaving. I think you'll see that.
I'm glad you guys mentioned Joey Urban, because that's a guy that has not gotten a lot of pub. And he has done just as much as anybody, particularly at the regional, you know, where some of the other guys sprung leaks.
Oh,
Urban
man.
Was pretty consistent.
No question.
But you haven't heard a whole lot about him, and maybe it's because he's a new kid on the block, so to speak.
Right.
But he's been rock solid and has proven his worth.
And Heath, my buddy here, Kelly, he pointed out to me a couple of weeks ago how much he liked the Higdon kid and how athletic he was. And, man, oh, man, did he ever come through here down the stretch.
Yeah, he was robbing home runs left and right out in left field. It was pretty.
He sure was.
It was like anytime something was hit, it was like, oh, wow, never mind, he's going to make the catch. I mean, I think he may have had two or three this regional. And a couple of more that were against the wall. So, and the way he can hit the ball to the opposite field. And, you know, those are two guys that when players are looking to transfer somewhere, they see success that two guys like that had, and they're going to say, hey, I want that type of, wait a minute, I'm going there. Did they just play in a regional final? Yeah, maybe we can get them over that hump. That speaks big for the coaches going to transfer portal when they see those guys successful.
And when you talk about Gillespie, there's no reason why Gillespie couldn't play the outfield positions.
Right.
You know, anywhere. So there'll be, if Gillespie, I think, wants to be here, I think that
he's got a spot.
Yeah, there'll be a place for him. But when you even have to discuss that, where's he going to play?
I mean, that's a pretty good problem.
It is a good problem, Dan.
Because he's a stud.
And when you look at the Southern Miss roster this year, it was primarily freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that a lot of those infielders and outfielders are coming back.
Right.
So these cupboards are full for the next, barring injury or anything that you wouldn't anticipate, the cupboard's pretty full for the next couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, another kid is Cook in center field. I think the way he's played this year, the 6'3", 190. I think he's a guy that is prototypical professional baseball player. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if they go take a pretty good draft pick on him.
I will tell you this, Heath. I haven't talked to you since the tournament. I was sitting the Saturday in Montgomery with a scout from the Blue Jays, and he told me he thought he would be the first person on the team drafted.
Yeah, he's freakishly athletic. You watch him jump in center field to the wall, just how freely he can do that. His vertical, the way he can run. They will teach him how to steal bases the next level, and we've seen that he has power, but they will get that power out of him at the next level. That's a five-tool player. That is a five-tool player that's 6'3", 190.
Yeah, he runs a lot like Kelly and I did back in our day.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
And he can run. He runs faster than I drive now. You know, I'm that age.
I can beat him in my electric wheelchair. If I put it on a rabbit, that's what I can beat him on. That's it.
And it is interesting you bring up foot speed, because if guys want to walk on in college, they'll say, "Coach, I can hit the ball. I can do it." Well, how fast can you run? But, "Coach, you should see me do this and do that." But how fast can you run? That's a skill you can't teach. Either you've got speed or you don't. He's got it.
Heath, always good hearing from you, my friend. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back on the show.
Hey, you tell Shannon and them have a wonderful day out there. Good people at Gateno.
Shannon Odom is getting a shout-out from Heath Hinton, and Shannon Odom is about to join the Super Talk Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. On the road today, away from our, our normal studio. And where are we, Kelly?
At the Gaetano Grill.
Gaetano Grill. And we've got Shannon Odom with us, who is the owner of this great restaurant, and Sindel Rowell, who was our waitress and just an extraordinary young lady. We really like her a lot, Shannon.
Good.
All right. Tell us about, Shannon, first of all, thank you for having us here.
You're welcome.
Tell us about this community and the name of this community and the genesis of all of that.
Well, from what I understand, Gaetano is a Spanish name for males, and they settled here.
The gypsies.
The gypsies kind of settled here. Like years ago, so that's from what I understand.
Gypsies settled here. That's
yes,
where the name
Spanish
came
gypsies.
From.
A Spanish gypsy is a Gaetano.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Is that correct? How many people live in Gaetano?
Oh, they ain't many.
Yes,
they're
small.
Not many.
No.
In fact, when you look it up at Wikipedia, when you population, it says ain't many.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
Let's All see right, it. Tell us about your grill here, your restaurant, which the food was delicious, and you've had a big lunch crowd here. Tell us all about that.
Well, we do breakfast and lunch. We open at 6 till 2, and it's been in our family since 1996. So, and I purchased it from my mom and aunt in 2013, and turned it basically into just a restaurant. When they had it, we sold gas, we sold just like light groceries, you know, bread, milk, mm-hmm. the basic needs mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
And wasn't there an ice cream shop in here at one time?
Yeah, there was about a year ago.
Okay.
Benny and Mays, they're in Ellisville. She did a little pop-up shop here for a little while.
So when you go to put a menu together, because obviously you don't have a lot of people working here, right?
Right.
So you can't get overextend yourself. So when you do menu, and just about every lunch special you have here is down-home Southern cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the same thing every day. Like every Monday it's the same thing, every Tuesday and so forth.
So how do you make those decisions as to what you're going to make each day?
Well, I just kind of, at first, I just kind of played with it and see what the, you know, what sold most. And then just kind of went with that when we figured out.
Today was meatloaf day. Tomorrow, pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
And yams and collards.
Turnips.
And there is a difference.
Turnips.
Right?
Yeah. I was telling you, I ate that for the first time a couple of weeks ago, mixed with rice and ham. Mm. Delicious. Yeah. Really delicious.
Now, you've got a tie to Southern Miss baseball.
Yeah.
You're actually wearing
a baseball shirt
that says Odom on the back. Lawson Odom.
Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's my nephew. He's, you know, been there 2 years. He's a hind catcher. And we're just, you know, we're real proud of him and all that.
Now, see, that's going back a few years to the term hind catcher.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call it back in the day. They don't.
Well, I know you were really happy this weekend. Your nephew, excuse me, came off the bench, delivered a big hit in a crucial time. And I can tell you everyone in the stadium was really, really happy for the kid, because I know he'd struggled a little bit this year. And
he did.
You could just see the look on his face and the first base coach really congratulating him. The crowd was roaring. It was a good moment.
It was a real good moment.
We had him on the show back on Memorial Day. We were doing something at MCS Home Center, and just a delightful young man, and Kelly's a longtime baseball coach. Lawson is the type of kid you want on your team, isn't it, Kelly? Because if he's not on the field, he's doing everything he can to support and help his team. And how important are kids like Lawson Odom, Kelly?
All you need is one bad apple. You know, I think the Osmond brothers sang about it back in the 70s. One bad apple spoils all of them.
Mm-hmm.
One person starts thinking about themselves, and it ruins it for everybody. It's called team concept. And I say this to parents, too, who think that the whole team should revolve around their child. It's the other way around. If you want your kid to be in the spotlight, have them bowl, fish, play golf, or play tennis.
Right.
Something where it's all about them. But if you're playing a team sport, you understand that you're going to do whatever you can. And
right.
I guarantee you, when you win, that ring is as big as the guy that hit three or four home runs and played every single inning.
Right.
So
right.
That should be a symbol to people that everybody is as important as the next guy.
I know you're proud of your
nephew,
aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yes, I'm very proud of him.
All right, speaking of team, yours is all around us, and these young ladies have just been wonderful to us since we got here. This one caught our attention, Sindel Rowell. What can you tell the listeners about her before?
Sindel. No, she's a real good worker. She takes care of everybody that she waits on. Mm-hmm. Good attitude.
Mm-hmm.
The pride of Mize, Mississippi.
She's a bulldog.
Yeah.
Are you a bulldog girl?
Yeah, I am.
Sindel, I'll be honest. When you came in, you were stunned at how handsome all of us were.
Oh, yes. Definitely. 100%.
Sindel, don't let him coax you into lying.
Oh, no.
It's not a good
thing. She said 100% as she rolled her eyes.
I rolled my eyes with a smile, though.
Miss Shannon, let me tell you how honest this girl is. I handed her some money when we first got here, and a pretty nice little tip, and she said, I'm going to put this over in the jar. We all split our tips.
Yeah.
So she didn't even hesitate to split that with these young ladies around here. Now, your mama works here, doesn't she?
She do.
She's right over there.
Uh-huh.
What's your mom's name?
Lynn.
So is there anything you want to say about this girl? She's very proud of her. And you know what we're proud of? It's all the Southern Miss gear we're seeing down here.
Yeah.
Hats, baseball, T-shirts. This is a Southern Miss crowd. We're right at home here today.
Yeah, we have a lot of customers that are Southern Miss.
Well, you bet. With a name like Odom and wearing an Odom jersey, you better be a Southern Miss
fan.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you about something else I saw you guys serve, and you had a hamburger that looked like it was about 6 inches tall.
Oh, yeah.
What is the story on that, Sindel?
You guys are kind of known for your burgers.
Oh, yeah. Our burgers are about, you know, pretty much like a lot. And we have the five napkin. It's big. We got to put a skewer in it. It's got three onion rings.
Yes.
And is in a
double bacon cheeseburger.
It's pretty much all the ingredients we got that would be put on a burger, and it's on there.
That's that big one I saw.
Mm-hmm. It's got a skewer in it.
And what's it called?
Five napkin.
The five napkin hamburger.
Now, how did you let that get by you, Santa?
I didn't know it was on there, because trust me, you know, my cardiologist would have insisted that I order that.
Something else that we had that was exceptionally good are your fried pickles.
Yeah, we do a lot of those.
Really,
yeah.
really good.
Do you do the fried jalapenos too?
We do.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people kind of don't. They know about fried pickles, but rarely can you get a good fried jalapeno somewhere. Mm-hmm. But they've got those here as well.
These are the best kind of restaurants in the world. These are local restaurants. This is a local restaurant where the locals eat in a little community that if you were traveling through, you probably wouldn't know about. But your business, local, and I saw the salt of the earth working man in here.
Yes.
Is that the crux of your business?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, those are the best people in the world.
It is.
And it's reassuring to see high school age kids.
Yeah.
And she said they open at 6 o'clock in the morning, so they're not afraid to get up early and work. And I know, again, I'm going to sound like one of those old guys, but it's reassuring to know that there are some young people that will get up and go
Sindel,
to work.
Do you get here at 6 o'clock in the morning?
No.
I say Sindel's not one of them.
But I do get here between 9:30 and 10. I'm supposed to be coming in at 10. I try to get here a little bit early, though.
How many employees do you have, Shannon?
I have seven.
I see. All local folks, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So you probably know pretty much. What percentage of the people that walk in here do you know?
Oh, probably, I don't know.
90%?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And Jesus came in here this morning.
Yeah,
did you see him? He did.
Yeah.
So, let me explain that.
You need the backstory.
There was a young man in here that, the truth is, he resembled Jesus.
A lot like Jesus.
So, I have to be careful taking Kelly in public. But I brought him today, and I've already had to pay the price. So the man starts to get his ticket to walk out, and Kelly walks up to him and says, "I've got arthritis in my hands.
Yeah, it's been hurting.
Is there anything you could do to help me, Jesus?" And he laid hands on Kelly, and then he laughed, and he said, "I get this every single day."
I said, you could look like somebody worse, I'll tell you that.
Can you tell us who that young man is? Does that name...
I don't know him. I've never seen him before. There's like 90% of the people that come in we know, but there's a few stragglers.
See, and you've never seen him before.
You're right. You have a point.
So you're not 100% sure.
No, I can't really say anything for sure.
Sounds like a Ray Stevens song to me. Jesus lives in Gaetano.
Yeah.
And you younger people will have to Google Ray Stevens.
But he was a delight. He was a very, very friendly young man.
Yes, and, yeah.
Good looking guy, and a really good sport about it. Shannon, what would you like to tell people about your restaurant? Here's your opportunity. You talk to the whole Southern Miss Nation here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, my gosh, you have threw me.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
How about best peach pie south of Jackson?
Best Philly steak.
Yeah. Best hamburger steak.
Yeah.
And home of the five
napkin burger.
And you got the call because it takes five napkins to clean yourself up.
And a bakery. Least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring you back at the end of the show. I want to talk about the bakery.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's good.
We're at Gaetano Grill in Gaetano, Mississippi. We're delighted to be here. We're grateful to Ms. Shannon Odom for having us here. And we're going to continue broadcasting the Super Talk Eagle Hour from right here. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Eagle Hour on the road at Gaetano Grill in Gaetano, Mississippi, former home of the Gypsies.
And it is in Jones County, Bob.
In Jones County. It's not in Smith County?
No, it is not.
It's right on the line. I mean, you might as well draw a line right in the middle.
Okay, because we got a real instructive discussion about Smith County watermelons and why they're better.
Mize specifically.
Mize watermelon. All right, I want to get back to this. Everybody that listens to the show undoubtedly knows about Outkick, which is a major, major sports publication. Ian Miller, a really well-known writer. He put out an article last night that is titled, SEC Gets Embarrassed Again in the College World Series. Now, let me just read a few little excerpts of Ms. Kelly. The SEC faced yet another embarrassment this weekend in the College Baseball World Series race. It comes on the heels of one of the most embarrassing off-field performances in the history of the media. What's become obvious about the SEC, which now includes Texas and Oklahoma, is that beyond the team's ability to win every single hypothetical on-paper matchup, they can never have enough advantages or preferential treatment.
Oh.
But yet the utter meltdown in the College World Series was worth pointing out. After lobbying heavily for an overwhelming strength of conference, mostly by playing each other and complaining about how hard it is, the SEC got 13 teams into the first round and broke the all-time record for a league losing the most first-round matchups. 9 of the 13 SEC teams sent to the postseason were eliminated in the first round.
It just means more.
And it's not
correct.
It's not just the fact that they were eliminated. They were eliminated by schools that a lot of people have never heard of.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Now, if you're a follower of baseball, you know about Wright State. You know about some of these other schools.
Murray State.
At Dallas Baptist. Of course, Dallas Baptist didn't win, but I'm just saying.
Texas San Antonio.
Some of these schools that do not have a baseball reputation and dispatched them rather abruptly.
Correct. Vanderbilt eliminated.
The only number one seed to ever not play in a regional final.
Texas.
The number two seed.
The richest school in the country.
The list goes on and on, but sadly, you don't think it's going to change.
Well, that's what my question was going to be. Will this by Outkick, which is this is big time when Outkick writes something like this, will it change anything?
No,
not even a little bit.
And you know, when Oklahoma and Texas announced that they were going to move to the SEC, people thought, why would you do that? Because financially, you're going to be just as good in the Big 12 or you know wherever you're going to be. That's why, in my opinion, more than anything else, is the influence and the pull that the SEC has that the Big 12, the ACC, the Big 10, they just don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So you move to the SEC just for that additional for that additional swag, if you will.
But something
else that I think needs to be brought up is how the SEC, in some instances, and I don't want to be too melodramatic here, but a couple of the coaches, the way that they acted in places away from their own homes toward their respective hosts is, and look, they put out, oh, well, I'm sorry, and I wasn't my best light, and I shouldn't have done it. But it's just that bullying attitude that a lot of the SEC, now a lot of them don't, but I'm just saying, when you're in that spotlight like the SEC is, when something bad happens, it's going to get magnified as well.
You bring that upon yourself, though.
By being in that spot.
And let me point out that officials at Southern Miss told me that the Alabama coaching, first class man.
And by and large, that is the case.
Yes.
Yeah, and there are a couple instances, like obviously the Florida guy. I mean, they think they're entitled. You know, I brought up to you, Kelly, who I think is the source behind all this, Greg Sankey. The
commissioner.
The commissioner of the SEC, the Sith Lord of the Evil Empire, as I like to call him.
Yeah.
I was listening to him talk to Dan Patrick the other day on his show, and Dan Patrick, they brought up something about automatic qualifiers. And Greg Sankey immediately cut him off and said, "You know, we don't like to use the term automatic qualifier. That automatic bids. That just sounds so like they're just giving it to us." And he used some other term, and now I can't remember what it was. Politically correct. I'm like, they are just giving it to you. When a 29 win team who won less than 500 in Kentucky makes it into the tournament. What else do you call that?
Well, and that happens at the expense of quality programs like Southeast Louisiana.
Exactly.
Troy.
Yep.
Two great examples, two very deserving teams. We saw them both play, Kelly. They both can go. They could have both done damage in the playoffs.
And if it weren't for Nick Monastir, Southeastern Louisiana would have beaten the Eagles twice.
Twice.
If it had not been for Monastir.
And they're... Unbelievably, their AD was the chairman of the selection committee, and they get left out.
Yeah, well, I get it. You know, it's always easy to hate at the guy at the top, but it's like you said, they bring it upon themselves because not only are they at the top and they win, that's one thing, but they're so pompous about it. Like, they have to float it. Like, I'm reading this article, and the Georgia baseball players, this guy said, Georgia baseball players are too focused on unbuttoning their shirt halfway down to their belly button instead of winning a game. You know, stuff like that. That's why the SEC has the reputation, and they lean into it.
Right.
Like, they want to be that.
And if you think it's just us, pull up the video of the Coastal Carolina coach after they won the regional and listen to what he had to say.
Yeah.
About Coach O'Connell's behavior at the University of Florida.
And if you think he's just making it up, the video's there of him doing it.
And he made a point, it really struck me, and he said, this is why everyone hates your league.
Exactly. They think they're so entitled. Look, I'm not going to name names, but I was obviously a part of the Southern Miss staff. Now, the last one, Alabama, I've heard he's a great guy, but I've been part of games where SEC coaches have come in and have been just that. Have been arrogant, have think they deserved everything. I mean, it's because they work for these big schools. Now, I do like how Murray State, their tweet, you know, they put out after they beat Ole Miss, it just meant more. Yeah, I love stuff like that, just the slight little digs like that.
And to be clear, this is not a blanket indictment on all of the SEC teams.
No.
It's like I said, you know, this was a high-ranking athletic administrator at Southern Miss that was telling me about their interaction with the Alabama coach, the Miami coach, and how good those men were to work with, and how cooperative and appreciative they seemed of everything. I thought Alabama and I thought Miami, I thought they conducted themselves with great dignity in the tournament. And that's what all colleges should be doing. But, Kelly, the behavior of the Florida coach was disgraceful.
And a lot of people have said publicly, and SEC people, if it had been any other school and any other coach, he would have been fired
and
should have been fired.
Yeah, and what's even worse than that, and it's not just SEC, it's big schools, the coach at Wake Forest. Now, I'm obviously not going to repeat what he said. You can go find it yourself.
That was inexcusable.
Inexcusable. Yell to a player, any other school other than Wake Forest, who's a big baseball school, immediately.
So we don't get too specific, but kind of fill in the blanks a little bit. It was a homophobic slur.
Very.
Toward a player.
Yes, toward a player.
Not the umpire, not the coach, player. A teenager.
And I would suggest that with a lot of these coaches, you know better.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're
a 50
or 60-year-old man. You know better.
Correct.
And just to put out some little statement
that the AD forced you to make,
or that you probably didn't even write yourself.
100%.
Right? You had an intern, a journalism intern, write the apology, and they put it out on social media saying that the coach said it. That's not acceptable anymore.
No, and not to mention that these men are example setters for the young men in their program.
Exactly.
And what kind of an example did the Florida coach? Because I saw the video, his players were right there. They overheard everything. You couldn't help it, he was screaming.
Yeah.
What kind of an example, Kelly, does that set?
And every other word.
Yeah,
F this, F that.
Yes, it was bad.
I mean, it was bad. Yeah, it's inexcusable, like you said.
Well, we're fortunate to have the coaching staff that we've always had here.
I think you'll never see
that kind of behavior.
That's
here.
What I tell people about our coach. I don't know that I've ever worked with a coach at Southern Miss that wasn't a better person than they were coach.
Correct.
And I don't know, if you set the coaching standards to where they are as people, I'm not sure they could reach it.
No. No. I mean, honestly.
And again, this is not a bash the SEC segment because it doesn't reflect every school in the SEC, obviously. And I would venture to tell you, Kelly, that I bet some of the SEC coaches are embarrassed about what happened.
Yeah, it's probably the minority, but like lots of times, the minority's loud.
But until something changes with those ADs and with these selection committees saying, you know, it's going to be a tougher criteria to be put into this field, nothing's going
to
change.
You don't have to go far to see a classy SEC coach. Go to Oxford, Mississippi.
Mike Bink. Yeah, exactly.
There's no question. He's one of the classiest people that I have dealt with in my 10 years
Very
on the show.
It's still, fun to cheer against him.
Yeah.
Well, but you respect a coach like Coach Beyond. I mean, you respect him.
Yeah.
And you don't respect people like the Florida coach. And outside of the SEC, I have no respect for that Wake Forest coach that would say that about a kid.
No.
They're kids playing college baseball. Right, Kelly?
And when, and when you're a private institution, too, like Wake Forest, that's not a public school.
Yeah.
No. Not a good look.
Standards are higher.
Not a good look. When we come back, we're going to bring Shannon Odom back on. We found out about a lot of specials that we want to make sure you know about at this great place.
And are Smith County watermelons indeed the best in the world?
Are they the best in the world? That will be the question for Shannon Odom when the Super Talk Eagle Hour continues.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
And we're glad you are. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It'll be up very shortly. Today's show from Gaetano Grill, and it'll be on all the major podcast platforms. I figure Sindel's going to be listening to herself later tonight.
Not me.
Well, you said you like Spotify. It'll be right there with you.
Hey, Mom, guess who's on the show tomorrow?
Tuna.
Carson Pato.
Carson Pato, the great Tuna, is going to be on the show tomorrow. What a wonderful kid. And I don't know if in my lifetime in sporting events I have ever felt better than to watch that kid after what the slump he went through to hit that home run, his last at bat. That'll be something we will always remember.
I've been his wingman a couple times at different watering holes. It's fun just being the wingman.
He's a great kid.
Yeah,
there's
he
no
is.
Question. Shannon Odom rejoins us along with Sindel Rowell. And, all right, Shannon, here's what we want to know. Why are Smith County watermelons better than any other? Are they? Let me ask
they
you,
are
they?
Yes.
Why do you think? What's the secret?
I don't know. But they are good.
Yeah.
I think they know they're just not telling us, because then everybody else would try to duplicate
them. Try to grow them.
Yeah.
They're world famous.
We have to keep our secret somehow. Just saying.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you ladies mentioned some other stuff we didn't talk about. Shrimp, stuff like that. Let us hear it.
Well, we on weekends, Friday nights and Saturdays, we do boiled shrimp. We have butterfly shrimp. I have ribs.
To the top fries.
To the top fries, which that is.
I love this place.
I usually do that just like during baseball, which is French fries with pulled pork that I smoke. Barbecue sauce, cheese sauce, and jalapeno peppers and sour cream.
Now, they ought to have a pato melt.
Yeah.
Potato melt.
A tuna melt.
A tuna melt.
Oh, yeah.
A tuna melt.
But call it a
melt. I gotta tell you, man, we travel a lot with this show. I've never felt more at home than right here, man. This is my kind of place here.
Yeah.
Miss Odom. I'd rather come eat at a place like this than the fanciest restaurant.
Now, what about in the cooler back here?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
let's hear about the bakery.
Yeah, we have my mom and Miss Carol makes all the desserts. They're homemade. We have coconut pie, chocolate pie, pecan pies.
Go on.
Strawberry cake.
Keep going.
Italian cream cheese cake, coconut cake.
Cream cheese cake.
Italian cream cheese.
You didn't say nothing to me about that.
Hey, we don't have it right now. Uh-huh. Today, it's not up there.
Peach pie today, Mom.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Mm-hmm. What about that strawberry cake? Could I have gotten a slice of that?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Why didn't you mention that?
Because that wasn't the lunch special dessert.
You gotta wait, right?
I love this young lady.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you.
No, you've been honest with me since I walked in the door, dear. And I really appreciate that.
On the road today here in Gaetano. Tomorrow, Bob, we're on the road again, but we're gonna be back in Hattiesburg.
We're gonna be at Freedom Pharmacy, and that's another great business that we're happy to be a part of, and we always enjoy visiting with our
clients. Maybe at Freedom Pharmacy they can get you something that'll bring you down off of this depression.
Could you talk to them about that? Because I could really use it.
Because the baseball season's over, and Brother Bob.
I'm depressed, Miss Odom.
And Sister Angela, they don't know what they're going to do with themselves now.
I told Kelly, we sit with the same group of people all year long, and Monday night, right? 11:30. The inevitable was about to happen, and I look around, there was not a dry eye in the place.
Yeah.
Everybody. Me and one of the men were trying not to cry.
Yeah.
All the ladies were crying. And it's just always sad when those kids quit for the summer.
When it ends, yeah.
After you got your tax return, I didn't know you had any tears left.
That's still to come. Thank you a lot for bringing that up.
Okay.
I was just beginning to feel a little better, and now Kelly slaps me back down.
Well, maybe
down.
At Freedom Pharmacy tomorrow, they can get you a little something.
All right, Miss Odom, give us your hours of operation and tell people how to find you.
We are open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. We come back Friday night from 5 to 8. And then on Saturdays, we are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And we are on Highway 28 in between SoSo and Taylorsville.
SoSo and Taylorsville.
And you got a Facebook page?
Yes, we have a Facebook page.
And you have a regular web page as well?
No, I don't have a web page. But I do have, and we post every day on it. So what we have in and stuff like that.
So you put all your desserts and stuff on.
Gitano.
I wish I hadn't seen that strawberry cake. Can't believe you didn't tell me about that.
I can get you a slice.
That is my favorite.
Do you want one now?
Take
no,
one home.
No, I'll pay for it for you. You ain't
will
pay
you?
For it. Yeah, I will.
I love this girl. have you thought about doing radio? I might hire you.
Well, I mean, I'll take a job.
I think she'd fit right in, don't you?
She's willing to work.
She's been giving it to you. Everything you give her, she gives you right back.
Yeah.
So we like that.
Strong woman.
Hey, the food was delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us here. I mean this sincerely. We go a lot of places, and we always enjoy it. But it's been a great pleasure to meet you.
Good.
You've been a long-time client of Super Talk, and I just hope you know that we appreciate it. Never take good clients like you for granted.
Thank you.
The mom and pop places are always the best.
This is the salt of the earth, my man.
For sure.
And the young men that we saw in here were young and older men, too. Those are the salt of the earth. Those are the people that keep everything running that politicians seem to forget about.
And, man, you know that this is a good place when the Savior himself comes here for
lunch.
How's
your hand feel?
It's fantastic. It's like carpal tunnel was gone. And Benny Hinn didn't even blow on me. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Sindel, it's been delightful to meet
you. I'm glad that we
got to meet you. We'll be back on the road tomorrow. Freedom Pharmacy from Gaetano Grill in beautiful Gaetano, Mississippi. Southern Miss.
To the top.
On slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus.
a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.